So let's review. The Gemara in Daf Nun Aleph cited a brayso that suggested that the pasuk El Yisoid Mizbech HaOila teaches us Mizbecha Shalayla Yehei Yisoid. The blood of the oil is only sprinkled onto the part of the Mizbech that has the Yisoid, thus excluding the southeastern corner. However, the brayso explained that this can be derived from a Kal Vachomer and cited two versions of this Kal Vachomer. Rabbi Shmuel expounds Umashu Yarichatas She'ena Mechaperes Tu'una Gag Yisoid Tchilas Oila She'mechaperes in the Dinsha Tu'una Gag Yisoid. The pouring of the leftover blood of the Kor Mechatas does not accomplish atonement, and yet it requires the horizontal part of the Yisoid. Certainly, the Zrika of the Korban Oila, which does accomplish atonement, requires the horizontal part of the Yisoid. Rekiv expounds Umashu Yarichatas She'ena Mechapen Ve'im Boin Lechaper Tu'una Gag Yisoid Tchilas Oila She'mechaperes Ubo Lechaper in the Dinsha Tu'una Gag Yisoid. The leftover blood does not accomplish atonement and is not wrought for atonement, yet it requires the horizontal part of the Yisoid. Certainly the Zrika, which accomplishes atonement and is brought for atonement, requires the horizontal part of the Yisoid. The Gemara offers two explanations of this machlekes of the two versions of the Kal Vachomer. Shirayim ma'akvim ikke b'nayu. They disagree whether pouring the leftover blood is an essential element of the carbon. Mar sav ma'akvi, or mar sav alei ma'akvi. Rabbi Shmuel says, ein mechaper, so it does not accomplish atonement, but it is essential that it be performed. While Rabbi Kiva says, Ein lechaper and Ein boin lechaper, they're not brought for atonement, meaning that they're not essential to be performed. The Kuli Alma Shirayim Ein ma'akvim all agree that pouring the leftover blood is not essential to be performed. Rather, B'mitzu chata sa'if ma'akev kamifliki. They disagree specifically regarding the avoid of squeezing the leftover blood out of the chata sa'if onto the wall of the Mizbeach, which is also a form of Shvichi Shirayim. Rabbi Shmuel holds that this avodah is essential, while Rabbi Kiva holds that this avodah is not essential. The Gemara cites a braisa in support of the second explanation. The pasuk says regarding the par koin Mashiach, "Ves kol dam hapar yishpech." The extra word hapar teaches us, "Limud al par yemikipurim shetoin matan dam li yisoid divi Rabbi." The par yemikipurim also requires that the leftover blood be poured onto the yisoid. However, Amr Rabbi Shmuel kal vachomer. This can be derived from the following kal vachomer. The Par Kohen Mashiach is sacrificed and his blood brought into the Kodesh only when necessary, for example, when the Kohen Gadol errs and requires that its blood be poured onto the Yisoid. Certainly the Par Yom Kippurim, which must be sacrificed and its blood brought into the Kodesh as a chayva, an obligation, also requires that its blood be poured onto the Yisoid. Therefore, Yochel Yak Venum, I might think that this pasuk is considered Shinel of Akasav La'akev, a repetitious pasuk that serves to render the Shvichi Shrayim as an essential part of the Avodah. Therefore, the pasuk states, Bechilu Mechaper Es HaKadosh, and we expound, Shol Mukol HaKaparis Kulan. The atonement was completed before the Shvichi Shrayim. Here we see that Rabbi Shmuel also agrees that Shrayim Eima Akvin even regarding Inachatois. The Gemara now notes a contradiction in Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. This braisa states that Rabbi Shmuel holds mitzvah chata sa'if ma'akev, squeezing the leftover blood from the chata sa'if, is an essential part of the avodah. On the other hand, the Gemara cites another braisa in the name of Rabbi Shmuel. The pasuk says vanisher b'dam yimatzi, implying vanisher yimatzi v'she'ena nisher lo yimatzi. If blood is left over, it is squeezed out. But if there is no remaining blood, it's not squeezed out. I.e., it's not an essential part of the avodah. The Gemara answers, Trei Tanoi v'libri Rabbi Shmuel. There are indeed two opposing opinions, as to the view of Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara cites a braisa that holds Shirayim Ma'akvi. The pouring of the leftover blood is an essential part of the Avodah. The pasuk says, V'dam zevechech yishavech al mezbeach. And the braisa explains, L'manu l'nitanu b'matan arba she'im nasanu b'matan achas kiper. This teaches us that a single application of the blood of the chatas achieves atonement, even though, l'ketchilo, the blood should be applied four times. Therefore, Yochalav Nitan Lamalish and the Son Lamata Keeper. I might think that if the blood of a chatas, which should be applied on the upper part of the Mizbeach, was applied on the lower part of the Mizbeach, it is also valid by the Eved. Therefore, the Pasuk says, Akoyin Amachate Isa, and we expound, Isa Shanitin Dama Lamala, Vala Isa Shanitin Dama Lamata. Only a chatas whose blood was applied in the proper place, on the upper part of the Mizbeach, achieves atonement, but not a chatas whose blood was applied on the lower part of the Mizbeach. The Braisa questions the need for this Pasuk. Dinu. Nemr damim lamala, v'nemr dam lamatan, ma dam hamur lamatan, shen nisan lamala lekeeper, av dam hamur lamala, nem nisan lamata lekeeper. We can derive this halacha through a Kal Vachomer. Just as a chatas ha'if is possible if the blood is applied on the upper part instead of the lower part, so to an ordinary chatas should be possible if its blood is applied on the lower part instead of the upper part. The Braisa replies, El yoinim shen nisan lamata, yesh mehen karv lamata. Perhaps the Chatas Behemah is different because some of its blood, i.e. the Shirayim, is placed on the lower, and therefore the other blood is also valid b'diyabit if applied to the lower part. The Brisa tries to disprove this answer. Shirayim ha'panim yechichu shesh ben karv b'chutz v'mnesanim b'tchila b'chutz l'kipur. The Shirayim of the inner Chatos are poured on the lower part of the Arum Mizbech, and yet they are not valid if the Zrikas are performed on the Arum Mizbech. However, the Gemara answers, "Im amarta b'dam ha'panimim she'ein mizbech ha'panimim memarkan." Tamim bel yin mishari karnas memarkan oisan. The atonement of inner chatos is not completed by the zrikas on the inner mizbech. However, the atonement of outer chatos is completed when the blood is placed on the upper part of the mizbech, and so perhaps they are kosher b'di'evah when the blood is applied on the lower part of the mizbech, since the shirayim is poured on the lower part. Therefore, we require the pasuk oisa shnitin dam lamala v'lo shnisan dam lamata. Having concluded the Braisa, the Gemara brings its proof. Mai she'ein mizbech ha'panimim memarkan. Lav elu shirayim? When the Braisa says, the atonement of inner chatos is not completed by the zrikas on the inner mizbech, this refers to the requirement of shirayim on the outer mizbech, thus indicating shirayim ma'akvin. However, the Gemara rejects this proof and offers an alternate interpretation. Ein mizbech ha'panimim memarkan belvad el pareches. The atonement of inner chatos is not completed by the zrikas on the inner mizbech. Rather, the blood must also be sprinkled towards the pareches, and so it has the stringency that it is not valid if it is applied on the outer mizbeach instead. The Gemara cites a related braisa. The pasuk says, "V'chilu mechaper," and we expound, "im kippur kala v'im loy kippur loy kala divrei b'kiva." If the Kohen Gadol did all the zrikas of Yom Kippurim for atonement, he has completed the avodah. However, Behuda says that we should rather expound as follows: "im kila kippur im loy kila loy kippur shemchisa achas mekala matanis la'asav loy klum." If he completed all the zrikas, he has achieved the atonement because they are all essential. The Gemara suggests two interpretations of the machlekes. Mashmoy's Dershin Ikibinayim. They're both deriving that Shirayim loy ma'akvin. Behuda only expounds differently because he also needs to derive from here that all of the zrikas are necessary. Shirayim ma'akvin Ikibinayim. According to Rabbi Kiva, Shvicha Shirayim is not essential, while Rabbi Behuda considers all avodas with the blood, including Shvicha Shirayim, as essential.